soul. Woo!
Hi everyone, today just me, Ran will not join me. Today I would like to talk to you about instrumented platform for testing. I would like to talk about Espresso and XUI test, which allowed you to create automated tests for mobile devices, native application, developed by Apple and Google in order to allow their developers better way of testing. If you want to be agile, if you want to be able to deliver fast, you must to have an automation. And this is a fact, and this is where the market goes to, and there are no questions about it. So the classic way to create automation for native application, mobile native application, was Appium. Appium was the standard de facto. You work with Appium, you've been able, and Appium, if you remember or heard our previous episode, is like Selenium. You installed a server, the server connect with the device or with emulator, and the client will talk directly to the server in order to create the automation. But it wasn't good enough for developer. And what Apple and Google want is they want to allow their developer to create a stable testing, a stable automation, a good access to the objects. And they also understand that the shift left is actually happening. Developer provide more and more testing. Developer write the code and commit the test together with the code. So with this new concept, both of the companies wanted to provide these developer tools that allow them to create the test in the same environment that they're creating the code. So this is what it's all about. When you create a project, both in XUI test or in Android Studio, you have the options to create a test. It's another folder in the project itself. And then, because we are talking about developer, what they want to do is actually to create the test together with the code itself. So they're writing a function and then they create the test. Because it's instrumented, because it's part of the code itself, the developer who writes the test knows how to access the object because he identified the object. So the automation itself is very simple. So if you are talking a little bit about, for example, Espresso, all you need to do is to know the name or the ID of the elements. More than that, you have the same access to the R file, which contains all the definition of the object. And how does the code looks like? It looks like regular automation language. You have an event, and the event will be on view, on action, and then you need to define what is the element that you want to work with, and then at the end you can perform some action. So for example, an Espresso syntax line can be on view when I see this element with an ID and then the ID of the element, perform, click. So if I want to click on the login button, it will be on view with the ID of buttons of the login button, perform, click. So it's actually contains a lot of easy way to identify automation. Of course, it also contains ways to for other actions like close keyboard, like scroll down, so you have all the control of all the elements. So this is Espresso. XUI test is the same concept. You need to create a test. In the test itself, you are identify the object by the object, and then you have the with the object ID, and then you have the way to tap or to type text. It's more similar to Selenium driver, but what you have, you need to define the application and not a driver. And what you need to do, the application is a new object name, XUI application. So you need to define a new object app, XUI application, and then the application, it's the same as a remote web driver. You can find element, you can find text field, you can find a button, and then you can run an any action on top of this, which can be a tap or text or whatever you want. So let's talk a little bit about the differences between the Selenium and Appian. So first of all, the execution method. If you remember Appian, Selenium, what happened? You have your client. The client runs commands, command after command, directly to the server, which is the Appium server, and execute it, wait for the response, and continue with the next one. So we have a lot of networks, connection between this client and the server. And by the way, the client has a lot of power to run different action based on the response of the previous command. So let's say I'm looking for an element and the element didn't appear yet, I can do restart or I can do something else. So I can have a lot of flexibility in my test. In Espresso and XUI test, it works a little bit different. So what we have there, we are creating the code in the same code environment and then we build the application. But now we don't have one application, we have two applications. For example, the IPA, my iOS application will be an IPA, so I'm going to have two IPAs, one for the tests and one for the application itself. Same with Android, one APK for the test and one APK for the application itself. And in order to run it, you install both of them on the device and you run the test. And if you are talking about the executions, you have you can only trigger the test. You don't have any action, or you don't need to send any actions between the tests. Of course, you can say, okay, I would like to execute only specific tests. You can have a tag, but this is only in the execution phase. After you started the execution, you don't have any way to interact with the test itself. So this is the difference between the execution, but let's talk a little bit about other differences between these two platforms or concepts. So first of all, about the languages. Appium, it can be written in any languages. It can be JavaScript, Java, Python, whatever you want. Espresso always will be Java. And XUI test will be Swift or Objective-C. Who developed it? So Espresso is by Google, XUI test by Apple, and Appium by Appium is an open source. If the code required, so in Appium you must you can write your test without having the code. In Espresso and XUI test, you need to be part of the project. You need to have the access to the code. The type of the text, so in Appium it's black box. You don't know what happened. You just define the input and the output. You are not going through a specific function. You don't know what happened inside of the application while your test is running. In Espresso and XUI test, it's white box. You know everything. You can identify and define the test based on the code flows. The speed. Appium is 8 times slower than Espresso. Espresso is very, very fast. XUI test is a little bit slower. Like if we'll say that Espresso will be X, XUI test will be 2X, and Appium will be 8X. Let's talk a little bit about the setup. So even if we are talking about local execution, setup of Appium is complicated. You need to install the Appium, you need to have the emulator, you need to have the local device, make sure that everything is connected. Espresso and XUI test is very easy. It's embedded in the UI, it's embedded in your developer's tool. All you need to do is just run the test and you get it. If you want to set it as the CI, it's become a little bit more complicated. In Appium is if you set up the Appium to connect it to the CI, it's going to be quite problematic or quite complicated, but not that complicated. Espresso, it's easier than Appium because you can connect the Gradle build and just run the Gradle build together with the test itself. XUI test is more problematic because you need to set up not only software, but also hardware. You need to have Apple machines in your build environment. Make sure that the build will be on the Apple and run the test. It's very complicated. And let's talk a little bit about the flickiness of the test. So although you don't have a lot of control while the test is running, both in Espresso and XUI test, the script is very robust because all the objects are identified by the code, and you exactly know what the flows. And because it's instrumented, the application or the test itself know how to synchronize with what happened on the device. With Espresso, the tests are more flexible because there you don't know all the objects. You need to synchronize with what happened on the screen because it's an external test and not all the tests. And that's actually the differences between them. What I suggest to use, my suggestion is to use both. Yeah, there is like way or time to execute the Espresso and XUI test, and there is a way to or time to execute the Appium test. You can have, for example, after the build or before you merge to your merge project, use the XUI test or the instrumented test, and before you release to the market, use the Espresso, the Appium test, which are more user like the user test that you are executing. One more thing that I found and I want to share with you is that sometimes in some projects that I've been involved, I found that the developer found that the Espresso and XUI tests are very easy to write. So they're writing a lot of tests of Espresso and XUI tests, and they commit it together with the code, and they replace the unit test with this kind of test. And you have to remember, when we are talking about Espresso and XUI test, it's not a unit test. It's an end-to-end test because it runs on the real device. It runs together with the full application. It runs with the backend and not with the mock data. So it takes more time to execute the test. So I found few projects that execute or replace the unit test with the instrumented test. And what happened when we execute build, it takes a lot of time. Between 15 to 90 minutes, I saw different projects that even it's reached to 90 minutes. So you have to remember, by using this instrumented test, it's really robust, it's really easy to write, but it's not run as fast as unit test. So it's not replacement for unit test. It's something that come and give you an ability to extend your unit test. And as I mentioned before, there are different tests or type of tests. There is the unit test, the end-to-end test, and Espresso and XUI test just give you another platform to create end-to-end test, very robust, very fast, so you can connect it to the CI and make it very stable process. That is for today. Happy testing. Next episode, Aran will return to us. Bye.